So let's start with this is Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, a podcast, a Joiner's Table podcast, Chris Pomeroy and Andy Collin, and we're here with Barkley Dodge, owner of Bosk Restaurant in Aspen. And
when you make your menu, how do you go about, and this is more like a marketing and a, you know, yeah, nuts and bolts kind of question, but how do you find out like which recipes are going to be best received?
And that's a good question, because we're in the middle of R&D right now. So our menu changes in December for the opening for the holidays, and in June opening for the summer. We do probably a 90% change on the menu at that point, and then throughout the season menu items come and go rather quickly. So instead of changing the entire menu throughout the season, it's more of an ebb and flow of dishes coming on and off. And that's due to hyper seasonality, because we're just using things that are popping up for that month. Maybe they're gone the next month. Also, creativity plays in there. We don't want to get stagnant, so we're always wanting to change. But so we went through this first starting days of R&D with the sous chef team. There's five of us in the room. We, of course, came back from Mexico fired up on ideas and inspiration and direction and a couple of cool ingredients that we found down there. So we try to incorporate our travel into our vibe of that opening menu, because that's what's inspiring us at that time. And then we just start going through, you know, there's still items on the menu. So there's a snack section, appetizer, entree, all in style. None of them are big, because it's a 10-course tasting menu. So we start dropping those dishes and coming up with new ones. So there's four snacks, we need to come up with four new snacks. There's eight appetizers, we need to come up with eight new appetizers. And we know what works for the menu for flow, like so many vegetarian and fish and ingredient kind of driven, where we want the menu to kind of roll. And then we just start brainstorming ideas. And this last session was really fast. We got a hold of a since I don't have a restaurant right now, since it's under construction, we got hold of a conference room, and which was the most productive environment I've ever worked in. And we sat there for 4 days, the five of us, and just hashed out what we want to see as dishes on the menu. And we've been taking notes for the last 2 months.
Wow.
So kind of getting the direction down. And so now next week, we'll take that menu. Everything's been green lighted on paper. We'll take that menu and we'll test a couple of dishes each day until we build up to where we want to be. And there's been seasons where I've opened, I remember 3 years ago, 85% of everything that was green lighted on paper did not work on plate. And it was, wow, it was kind of an oh fuck moment, because we were like five days and we still had to recruit. We had to get the menu down, and we won't fall back on past dishes. There's like two
mainstays, or
yeah, that we just kind of keep around. But other than that, we're not changing anything. I mean, we're always changing. So next week we'll go to plate, but it was interesting. You know, this team that I have right now, the information just started coming out and coming together so well. I think it's going to be the same in the kitchen next week.
Now, do you have any regular customers that have a custom thing that they ask you for? Or do you do anything like that? Or
a little bit, you know, I mean, that's Aspen in general.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
And it started, it's the whole allergy thing. It started in the 90s. And it started in the 90s. The allergies started coming in, and a lot of it's just dietary preference and doctors telling people what to eat or whatever their new diet is at the moment. So we get a lot of that, but we acquiesce to that. You know, it's definitely a part of the culture now. It's a part of the dining experience, and it's a part of the dining world. Right. And it's definitely strong here. I find it, like, my wife's from St. Louis. We go there. I spend quite a bit of time in St. Louis. you don't see near as much of it as like there.
Right. Right.
Well, I think it might be a cultural thing though too. I mean, I always tell my children, I was like, look, back in when we were younger, you would never ever consider telling the chef, hey, I want this, but I want it with less pepper, maybe no butter, alternate, yeah. You know. And I think it's, I would blame it on, I mean, if anybody's to blame, it would be like Starbucks or something, you know, where people go in and they have this list of stuff, you know, it's like, just order off the menu. I mean, it's good. Somebody spent time and research to figure out the best way to do that.
You know? Oh, I know. No, I know. And we're at a point now where we can, I think, not demand it, but command it.
Right.
Like, expect that with us. They're coming to us for a curated menu and they want to have that experience. But at the same time, we still get the vegan, the vegetarian, the gluten-free, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, we have one guy who says, I don't eat raw vegetables. I'm like, come on, man. That's like, it doesn't get more better for you in basic than that.
No one's talking about raw vegetables. Yeah.
That's the most nutritional level you could even be at. So, but it's, we work with the farm so closely here. Our food is so farm driven that it's not hard for us to alter and go into a strong vegetarian direction for people. I mean, vegetarian and dairy free are the two, and gluten free are the three biggest. Mm-hmm. So we can work with that. And you know what too? It's also a challenge.
Yeah.
Because you're in the weeds on a 9 o'clock on a Saturday night and you get that weird request, like, I can't eat this, this, and this. And your tasting menu is all those things.
Yes.
And you have to go in the walk-in and stand there for a minute and like just start firing off with all the ingredients around you and figuring out what you want to make, what you can make, and keep it to a level where they're expecting.
Yeah.
It's, you come up with dishes that way.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely screaming at the waiter at that moment in time, but but after the fact, you're like, oh, okay. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's that hurdle. I always feel like once you're on the other side, it's like, yes, all right, we won to score.
Yeah, for all of us too.
Yeah.
So no, it's, yeah, that's part of it.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you, and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.